We're going to learn something, Be'ez Hashem, very, very special, very beautiful. And it's important to understand at the beginning, we're going to be bringing together some things that we've learned over the years. The Limud is actually going to be a Maimer from one of the great Tzaddikim of our generation. Not many people maybe here have heard of him. Some of you have, perhaps. There's a Tzaddik, Reb Motel Zilber. It's called the Stuchina Rebbe, lives in Borough Park. He's a very humble and great person. And his Torahs are unbelievably deep and inspiring. And I wanted to learn with you a Maimer from Reb Motel Zilber, which really is an introduction to the Derech HaBaal Shem Tov in the Avodah of Tikkun HaMidos, in working on ourselves and growing as people in the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. But I wanted to begin with a very famous passage. This first page here, it says on its Tzav Vizirus. This is taken from the spiritual diary of the Tzadik Reb Kalonimus Kalnish Shapiro, the Pisetzner Rebbe, who our shul is named after. There are remarkable, very personal comments, reflections that the Tzadik made that were put together in this Sefer Tzav Vizirus. It's been translated into English, but it's much more beautiful than the original. And the entire summer we're going to be learning the Maimer from Reb Motel Zilber to try to understand what this means, how we could transform ourselves, how we could change ourselves. This was written by the Rebbe's 40th birthday. Could be that some of you have seen this, have heard of this. It's very well known. The Rebbe was killed in the Holocaust. He was a young man. He was in his early 50s. He had thousands of chassidim in a network of yeshivas, and was a tremendous, tremendous mashpia, a mechanech, a tzaddik. He's the author of Chavisa Talmidim and many other svarim that have been very translated to English. So he writes here, Baruch Hashem, nechnasti kvar b'shnas ha'arboim l'mei chayai. The Rebbe says, Baruch Hashem, I've entered into the 40th year of my life. In a few months, we'll complete my 40th year. Which means, and this might be a little bit depressing for some of us here, that I have started my descent. People nowadays are Chaz de Hashem, there's more of an Arichas Yamim we see now than ever before. The Rebbe, of course, was not going to live that much longer than this. He was going to ultimately be killed. But by the 40th year, the Rebbe was reflecting upon this, that the second half, the descent, is beginning. And I'm going to begin to grow old. Libi yori v'yivchad. My heart is afraid. Loimen halichas shnaisai kolkach ani mefakes. I'm not trembling because of the passing of years, just because I'm getting older. Ki lekach nitzarti. I was created to be in this world and to live in this world. So that's not what frightens me, that I'm aging. Rakmin dalus shnaisai. What I'm trembling about is the poverty of my years. Sha'ovru va'ovais bedalus v'reikus. That the years of my life are passing by in a way of poverty and emptiness. B'shiflus v'katnus. Smallness. Shiflus katnus. Hay ben Adam ben Adam. Hayomim shelcha kvar avru. Your days are already passing. V'rak said, look what a man is. That he can go through years and years of his life, and only when the time comes for the Yerida, for the descent, Hainu Hagvia, Mascheles Becho, when you begin to smell a little bit that the end is not that far away, only then Niskarta Loshuv, only then you remind yourself that it's time to return to Hashem. Vahim Ato Kvar Batuach Ani Ba'atzmi, and the Rebbe says, and even now, can I be entirely certain with myself that I will change, that I will do tshuva? The kamat kufais bechaye avru kamay kain besikva ubahavtocha umahaya soifan. How many periods of my life have already passed? And I had hope. And I was certain that I would change. Umahaya soifan, what ended up with those resolutions to change? Kisheleg b'yoyim kotsir nameisu v'avsu. Like snow in the summer, that they melted. These resolutions, these decisions to change, melted and became nothing. Gam kodem ha-bar mitzvah. I made up my mind before the bar mitzvah. And kodem ha-chasna, before my wedding. Hegashti min yir v'schaskes kazo, and at those times before my bar mitzvah and before my wedding, I felt within me a tremendous yir, a tremendous awe, a fear of Hashem, v'schaskes, and a tremendous ischaskes. V'amarti oz, and I said then, kvar muchrach ani me'ata li yis eved neman l'Hashem. I finally must become, from now on, an Eved Neman L'Hashem, a faithful servant of Hashem. Bilti loy levadai, to serve only Him. Umi yodea im gam ata kishiyarech Hashem ishnoisai. And the Rebbe says, and who knows? In the past, when I made these decisions, nothing became of them. And who knows if now, kishiyarech Hashem ishnoisai, if Hashem will be kind and give me longer years, v'esragel b'shneisa arboim, and I'll become used to living during these years of the 40th or the fourth decade of my life, entering to the fifth. K'mayoz gamata, maybe whatever feelings I have now and whatever eschaskas I have now will also fade away. Hayira yachad matikva, perhaps the great fear that I'm feeling, together with the hope of change. Techlena, maybe it will all disappear. V'se'af fasena chas v'shom, and will become nothing, will become ephes. Ein zikaron l'reshainim v'gamachal. And they won't even be remembered. The feelings that I have today won't even be remembered. Aval ana esyoish ata. But I will not give up now. I will not despair. For now, he says, "Ba'id libi mizdazeya," because right now my heart is shaking, my heart is trembling. Min shnas harboim asher lenegdi, looking at this time that I've reached my 40th birthday. Umin reishis hazikna hakroiva elai, and now that I've begun to age, in the older years of my life, evarai dola donaksham. My bones are knocking one into the other with trembling. Anasilis azer, I will try to strengthen myself, b'chol koichi, with all of my koichis, l'kabel alai, to accept upon myself, u'liskashe b'yizborach, and to bind myself to Hashem, b'kesher shel kayoma, with a permanent and strong bond, b'chulei hai v'ulai. And if at least I have this determination, perhaps something will come of it. Now listen to what he says. Probably some of you have heard of this. So, Lemaisa, what resolution should I make? What should I take upon myself now that I'm 40 years old? Lilmod Yoyser, perhaps to learn more. So he says, Kimadumani, it seems to me, Shema she'ev sheli shelo leleches batel, that when it comes to wasting time, and any hoilech batel, I don't waste any time. Imagine. He says, to learn more, he says, I can't think of any way of learning more. Whatever time I have, I learn. L'shrachek ben ha'tayves. So maybe my resolution should be to distance myself more from the desires of this world. So he says, "Im ein yitzvi merame oisi," if my yitzhar is not fooling me, is not deluding me, Baruch Hashem, and any meshubed kol kach l'tayve gufanis chas l'shalom. I'm not meshubed. I'm not enslaved to physical desires. I mean, how many people could say that? So you're wondering, why did he feel so bad about the first 40 years of his life? He seemed to have been doing pretty well. So he says, "Amachosavli." So when it comes to learning, I don't waste any time. When it comes to taivas, I'm not drawn to this world. I'm not interested in this world. So machosavli. So if that's the case, what am I missing? What could I be makabel upon myself? "Amachosavli," he says, "Poshut liyos Yehudi, chosavli." Simply, he says, to be a Jew. That's what's missing in my life. Poshut liyos Yehudi, chosavli. Daima ani beinai, I appear in my own eyes. It seems to me, when I look at myself, daima ani beinai kitzuras adam mitzuyeres, like a beautiful portrait of a person. A beautiful painting of what a Jew should look like. Shahakol ba, and everything is right. Everything looks right in the painting. Hagvonim, the colors, hatsura, and the form, the image, everything looks right. B'chulu, etc. Rak achas chaseiru. There's only one thing that's missing from every painting. It could be the most beautiful portrait in the world, but what's missing is ha'neshama chaseiru. The soul is missing. Ha'neshama chaseiru. Ribbono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, Soifa u'mabit kol ne'olam, the one who sees and gazes upon all that is hidden. L'fanecha esvada, I confess to you. U'mufanecha eschanan, and I beg you. Mushlach u'muruchak ani mimcha, I have been cast away and I'm far away from you. U'mikol hechalecha, and from all of your holy chambers, harcheik mo'ayd, I feel very, very far. Poshut roitza ani me'ata lehizgaya. Poshut, he says, simply, Hashem, I want to convert. Roitza ani me'ata lehizgaya. I can't tell you how much this shook me up the first time I saw this, around 30 years ago, this sentence. Poshut roitza ani me'ata lehizgaya. I want to convert. V'liyos me'ata Yehudi. And from now on, to be a Jew. Rabbeinu Shloilam, Master of the Universe, Hayshieni Shloi Avale Esheiris Shnoisai Ben Chamoiri Asoinai VeKalbi. I beg of you, save me that I shouldn't waste the rest of my years with my donkey, my mule, my dog. Karev Oisi Eilecha, draw me near to you. Vachniseni heichal lifni mihechal, and bring me into a chamber within a chamber. Kshur oisi eilecha la'olam v'ed mitoich harchava, and bind me to you forever, mitoich harchava, in a way of expansiveness. Now, this maimer that we're going to learn from Reb Motel Zilber, we're actually going to begin at page 3. I'll tell you why in a second. Turn to where it says page 3. On the right-hand column, Vihine. The second paragraph on page 3, Vihine. This maimer of Reb Motel was said Shavuos. This was said Shavuos, and the beginning was Shavuos Tovshin Samech Tes, 2 years ago. And the beginning of the maimer is talking about the specific context of the Yontiv of Shavuos, which, as important as it is, and that's why I had the fellow photostat it, so you can look back and take a look at it later, or whenever you feel like it. But the actual body of the maimer that's nogeya to us, what we're going to learn, Mili begins on page 3 with the word vihine. As I said, we're going to try to understand what could that possibly mean. And some of us here are even a little bit past 40, maybe even 50. We're not going to ask for any show of hands where anybody's holding. And what did the Rebbe mean when he said that I see a portrait of myself and it looks like a beautiful Jew? Everything is perfect. The colors and the image, the only thing that's missing is a soul. And I want Pashut to be a Jew. I want Pashut to be Mizgai. This maimer from Ramatel does not mention the Piazetzna's diary. But it's an explanation of how people like ourselves, regular Jews like ourselves, can enter into an avoda of geus, of converting, of changing ourselves, while not losing our personalities, while not alienating ourselves from our families and friends, but to be Mizgaya and to push it, become Jews, to be Jews. You know, the Tzaddikim explain, every morning we make a bracha shalos anigoy, right? And the Tzaddikim ask, there would be a much nicer nusach for that bracha. What would be a nicer nusach for that bracha? Why do we have to say shalos anigoy? You know, with that bracha we got ourselves into a lot of trouble, just like with shalos anisha, a lot of people got upset. What would be a nicer nusach? Instead of saying, Baruch atah Hashem, Mekanem Echlam, Shalas Anigo, why don't we just say what? Baruch atah Hashem, Mekanem Echlam, Shasani Yehudi. I want to thank you, Hashem, for making me into a Yid. Shasani Yisrael, Shasani Yehudi. The Kadmonim talk about this. The Rishonim talk about this. The Mishkan Siyakiv and others discuss, why is it that we don't say, Baruch atah Hashem, Mekanem Echlam, Shasani Yehudi. I want to thank you for making me into a Jew. We only say Shalos Ani Goy, that you didn't make me into a Goy. Now, all of us are Jews. So why can't we say Shosani Yehudi, Shosani Yisrael? The Tzaddikim explain, the Baruch Hashem we're not Goyim, and for that alone there's much to rejoice. Shalos Ani Goy. Rabbi Nachman, Schussi Lenim Sichas Aran, and Rabbi Nosson in many places explains that no matter how depressed a person's feeling, no matter what he's done wrong in his life, if he just focuses on that alone, that I'm not a goy, that machshava itself, if a person is born in that machshava, he can break out of any depression. Just with that machshava, that from the whole world that's with billions of people, that I'm not a goy. But why don't we say Shasani Yehudi? That Hashem made me into a Jew. So the tzaddikim say that if a person's mother is Jewish, then he's Jewish. Or if he converted, he's Jewish. Alpi Dini's not a goy, but to make yourself be'emes into a yid, into what a yid is, into a Jew. You heard there was a Jew called the Yid HaKadosh, right? The Holy Jew from Pshischa. To be a yid, to be a Jew, it's not so pashut. So the Rebbe said, I want to be Mizgaya, I want to convert. Right, San Elias Yehudi, I want to be a Jew. That is the work of one's entire life, to become a Jew. We're not going. Chaz de Hashem. So we have all the materials, we have all the raw materials, where we're given everything we need to become Jews. But to be a Yid, that's an avoid of one's entire life. How do we do that? And what does that mean? Hashem sent a neshama into the world at the end of time, the holy light of the 7 days of creation, the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov was sent to teach us how to become Jews. He came at a time when there were many, many of us in the world who were not going, but were losing touch with what it means to be a Yid. Now, how to be a Jew? What does it mean to be a Jew? Is what we're going to be learning. And how to approach the whole subject of Tikkun HaMidos in a different way, from this perspective of Geirus, of conversion. So Ramatl writes, V'hinei Adam Yochel L'Tahir Atzmai. His Lashon HaKodesh is very straightforward and easy. V'hinei Adam Yochel L'Tahir Atzmai L'Hamshech L'Atzmai Tahara. Ukfi Erkai. Each and every person, each and every one of us, with the kaiches that we have, can draw into our lives more tahara, more pureness. Each person, I will bechinas ha tahara ha el yayna, but to reach a level of tahara ha el yayna, to reach the highest that each and every one of us can be, he tahara kezayis shal yada nishtana mahusa lagamre. There's a tahara, there's a level of tahara, of pureness, that transforms the person, where the person is no longer the same person. Vinase birya v'tzira chadasha, where the person becomes entirely new, a yitzira chadasha. Ukamo yitzira acheres. You know that according to halacha, even though it's not done because of a later restriction, strictly speaking, if two goyim, a brother and a sister, convert, they can marry each other. Because it's why? Because the halacha is that geshen is gaya is ketinaik shenoylad. A person who converts is like a newborn infant. And therefore, strictly speaking, there's no yichus. They didn't exist before. They had no existence before. There's an uncomfortable inyan that comes up in halacha many times with balei tshuva and with geirim, when there's a geiris in the family. So a geir's parents, are they obligated according to halacha to honor their parents? Again, this person came out from the mikveh ketinek shenoylad, like a newborn infant. That means metaphysically there's no past. There is no past. So, there's such a thing, the Rebbe was talking about, what we read in the diary, when he said, I want to convert, I want to be a Jew. There is such a thing where a person can undergo a transformation, where he becomes entirely new. Kama yitzira acheres. Shakadosh Baruch Hu boirei oisa mechadosh. One can't do that without Hashem's help. We're going to see what that means throughout this maimer. Umishtana migeder eina mitzuva v'aisa, the geder shem mitzuva v'aisa, where he becomes a person who is bound to Hashem and connected to his mitzvahs. V'nasa keger shen izgaya, to become like a ger. Asher kekotn shenayla dami, who is like a newborn infant. And we see therefore, Umatzin shakol in yone geirus, yalfinim nematan Torah. The halachas of geirus, we learn for the most part from Maimed HaSinai. At Maimed HaSinai, when we came to HaSinai, according to halacha, we became Jews. What was our status before? Who were the others? That's a very, very big discussion in halacha. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, our fathers, our mothers, Sarifka, Rachel, Leah, were they Jews as we're Jews? Did they have Kedushas Yisrael? Or were they Bnei Noach? Who were they? It's not so easy to say that Avram was the first Jew. It's not so simple. Because Maimon HaSinai brought about that change. And we became Am Yisrael by Maimon HaSinai. And we received at that time Kedushas Yisrael, the sanctity of Yisrael, of a Jew. We were changed. Something changed inside each and every one who stood at Maimed HaSinai, and each and every one of us was there. Something changed. Kama Shadar Shul Chazal, the Gemara tells us, Ma aveseichem nichnesu bebris bemila utvila v'atzoyes dam, afheim le yikonsu lebris ele bemila utvila v'atzoyes dam. And the Gemara says, that the same way our ancestors at HaSinai needed to have a bismillah, because as you know, they were not gemalt. Not everything was finished in Mitzrayim. They didn't have a bris. And it was required to toivel in the mikveh, whatever that was, the Be'er Miriam. But there was a requirement of tvila, of immersion. also had Tzoros Dami, which means a carbon. So we learn out from Maimon HaSinai that just like by Maimon HaSinai, we needed to have Mila, Bris Mila, and we needed to have Tevila, the Tevel. So too, in order for anybody to convert to become a Jew, there has to be, in the case of a male, obviously, Mila and Tevila. In the case of a girl, Tevila. And that's why every ger, in order to become part of Knesset Yisrael, a ger must go through Mila and Tevila, or Tevila, if it's a girl. Because that's how we were Mizgayer. As a nation, we received Kedushas Yisrael through the geris that consisted of Mila, Tevila, and Hatzos Domim, a carbon. What happened at Matan Torah at Har Sinai was a change took place, like Geirus. And we came out from that mikveh of Mayim at Har Sinai like an infant, like a child, brand new. V'oz mischadesh adam legamei b'kedushas shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then a person is mischadesh, starts his life again. With the Kedusha of Hashem, b'kedushascha ha'elyoina. That's why throughout Sfira Sa'omer, in the Rebbeinu Shalom that said at the end of Sfira Sa'omer, we ask Hashem to be mekadesh us, that we should be able to, through these 49 days, to purify ourselves. We'll come back to that a little bit later. B'kedushascha ha'elyoina. To be able to reach that level where Hashem, by the time it comes to Maimon HaSinai, to Shavuos, that Hashem will purify us and give us a chance to begin again. That's why for the entire year, we find in the Sifrei Kabbalah that the Tevila in the Mikveh, with the men Tevel, Shavuos morning, at that time of Amud HaShachar, of Alois HaShachar, of dawn, that Tevila in the Mikveh is the highest Mikveh of the entire year. It's the mikveh of Geirus. It's the mikveh of Maimon HaSinai. That tevila of Shavuos morning is the highest mikveh of the year. In many ways, higher than the mikveh of Erev Yom Kippur. The mikveh of Shavuos morning of Maimon HaSinai. Ad shenasa ka'odam acha legamer. Till a person becomes a different person. V'chol dover mekabel etzloi mashmos acheres. And everything in life has different meaning. Ki ha'adam hu mitiv v'gashmi v'chomri, because man by nature is gashmi v'chomri. Man by his teva is gashmi v'chomri. Is physical, is coarse and physical. U'b'chol inyonav noit l'gashmius, and in everything in life, a person is inclined to gashmius, to physical things. And even though we're observant Jews, we're so earthbound that everything that we look at and the way that we look at everything is with fleshige Augen, gashmistike eyes. Umachumius nimshachem kol inyone achitzanius. And from chumrius, and from that physical way of life, comes all in yonim of chitzonius, how we look at people, how we look at ourselves, kinna, jealousy, taiva, and covid, laziness, kas, anger, everything, all the chitzonius of life comes from that physical way of looking at ourselves and looking at everything. Va'kilkulum va'chisrainis, all kilkulum, all problems, all chisrainis, va'midas rose, all bad midas, kikina, like kina, jealousy, gaiva, conceit, taiva, kas, anger, v'chol ha'inyonim, shemed om l'chaveiro. And all of the things between one person and another, ben om l'chaveiro, all come as a result of our being migushamim, that look at everything in the way of Gashmias, even in the way that we work in our midas. We'll see soon what that means. Va'avaydah sa'adam tzvich elyeis mikaydam, and the beginning of one's avaydah, to serve Hashem and to become Jews, the beginning of that avaydah is liyeis mikaydam l'taher atzmai me'ilu achisoynis, to try to purify ourselves from these chisoynis shchumiyusay meishach alav, that the chumiyus, the gashmiyus, draws upon us, or draws us to. But all of the efforts that a person makes to purify himself from those things, all of that is only hachana, preparation. But the ultimate taharaki v'zadayin in anasa mamish ki'ish neshama ve'eliki. We're going to see. You and I could take upon ourselves all the anti-lashon hara techniques in the world. And we have the daily Chavetz Chaim. And then you could take upon yourself the daily Avaida against Kaz and anger. And we could read a million books and go to a million Kinusim and say thousands of Kipitlach Tehillim to help us. And it's still possible after all the years, although there, of course, is always, Bez Hashem, some progress, that after all the years, one can look at oneself and see that basically I'm the same person. I'm the same person. I've become more conscious of Lashon Hara. I've become more informed, better informed, and therefore, I work hard not to speak Lashon Hara. But do my ears still perk up? Would I like to hear a nice gishmaka piece of Lashon Hara? Is it something that I could imagine myself falling into? Has it happened to each and every one of us after years of working on a certain inyan that suddenly you find yourself back in that same narishkeit? For the most part, after years and years, and book and svarim and tefillos, we find ourselves to be basically the same people. With some slight improvement, each person, there's sometimes greater improvement, with some adjustments and changes. Years ago, I told you a maisa that a friend of mine shared with me. He grew up in the Crown Heights, and he said that the old Novominsky Rebbe, Susilon, used to live in Crown Heights. And he said that the boys in the neighborhood used to do something horrible to the Novominsky Rebbe. He said he used to live upstairs, and they used to like to go and ring the doorbell downstairs. Like kids will do that, and the Rebbe would come to the upstairs. He would come upstairs, and he would say, "Who's there? Who is it?" And the boys would run away. You know, they were giggling. They would run away, and he said they did this. They used to do this a lot to the Novominsky Rebbe. And he said the Rebbe was yelling out the window at them. And the Rebbe would always look down and say, "Yes, who's there, who's there?" So my friend told me that many years later, he was already past Bar Mitzvah, so he went to the Novominsky Rebbe and he asked for Mechila. He said, "I was one of those boys that we used to do that. We used to ring the bell and the Rebbe would come." And he asked the Rebbe for Mechila. And the Rebbe says, "Oh, 100%, it's not children." He says, "Children." So my friend asked the Novominsky Rabbi. He said, I saw the Rebbe never ever got upset. He never got angry, never got upset. And I was very amazed by that, how the Rebbe never got upset at us. Never raised his voice, never got upset. So my friend asked the Novominsky Rabbi, "Is that because the Rebbe didn't feel angry, or that the Rebbe controlled his anger?" It's a good question. And the old Novominsky Rebbe said to him, "Listen," he said, when I was a child, I was at my father's tish on a Friday night, and there were hundreds of chassidim, and there were two chassidim that were talking while my father was saying Torah. And I got very upset. I had a very, very big temper, and I banged on the table. And I knocked over a candle, and I was Mechal Shabbos. And I was makabel upon myself from that time never to get angry for my entire life. And Baruch Hashem, I've never gotten angry since then. So my friend asked, but Rebbe, does that mean that the Rebbe doesn't get angry, or the Rebbe is misgabra on the anger? So he said that the Rebbe pinched his cheek and said, that you have to on your own to come to understand. He didn't tell. It could be that even an Adam Gadol, a person can go year after year, and we can make changes. And we should be proud of any tiniest little improvement we make in our lives. But when we're very, very honest, and especially if there's a little bit of a slip-up, then we look at ourselves in the mirror, or we look at that portrait that the Piazzetta was talking about, and in many ways it resembles the same painting that was when we were 15, 18, 25, and 35. It just has on it certain makeup, a certain cosmetic improvement that comes with maturing and comes with listening to a lot of shiurim and making decisions to try to be better. But be'emes, be'emes, l'kad sheinu b'kedushoscha ha'elyayna, l'kad sheinu b'kedushoscha ha'elyayna. I'll tell you, it's a funny story, but I can't even say it the way it was told to me because it's vulgar. So you'll forgive me, forgive me. I can't say it that way. But the way it was told to me was very, very funny, but it wasn't nice. But there was a friend of mine that was at the Arizal's mikveh once. You know, they say by the Arizal's mikveh that if a person goes to the mikveh of the Arizal, even once, that he won't leave this world without doing tshuva. There's such a thing. I don't know what the source of that is, but they say such a thing. So everybody tries to go to the Arizal's mikveh. So there was a Baal Tshuva that was told that it's a very big thing to go to the Arizal's mikveh. And my friend was there, and he said, this is years ago, and he said that this Baal Tshuva was standing there at the edge, and he was saying vidui of the most horrible avarice imaginable. He said, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that. And there were other people standing there. My friend said that they didn't know what to do. They started to walk away. And the guy, this Baal Tshuva, was crying about his avarice. And he was getting ready to jump into the Ari's mikveh. The problem is that nobody told him that the Ari's mikveh is the coldest mikveh in the world. It's freezing cold. Nobody told the Baal Tshuva that it's freezing cold. So he finished his whole vidu. He had papers. He was reading from. He put the papers down. And he didn't go in with his... He jumped right in. And when he jumped in, he screamed out the filthiest four-letter word. He went all blank when he jumped into the mikveh of the Arizal. In the Arizal's mikveh, he screamed out. Such a thing. So, of course, it was a shena vidui. And the person was certainly a heroic person that turned his whole life around. But it's not so pushed. There's that self that lingers. Ultimately, that a person should become an ish neshama of Eloki, to be a person, a neshamadika person, a person that's not a magushim, a person that looks at things differently and that thinks differently. That's something that requires tremendous work. We're going to talk about it, but ultimately it's a gift from Hashem. The same way that Hashem has made such a thing that a person can get a bris and go to the mikveh and he can come out a Jew. He explains, certainly, in this physical world, even while we're still very much connected to physical things, there's always room for purifying ourselves and for improving ourselves. Hashem created us in such a way where it's a neshama together with a guf, a neshama with a body. Therefore, whatever tahara, whatever we do to improve ourselves, obviously it must be a neshama together with a guf. But all of this is still, as we spoke about a minute ago, improvement, making adjustments, trying to strengthen that part of ourselves that's spiritual. V'adayin einenu ha-tahara ha-nechayna. It still has not yet reached the madrega of real tahara. Ha-tachlis ha-nechayna ve-ikaris hu she-yizke le-bechines tahara elokis. The tachlis is to come to a level that's called tahara elokis. To begin to look at things in a different way. Tahara elokis. Taharas matan Torah. Like the Rebbe was saying, to become a Jew, which is to receive the Torah. Taharas matan Torah. Liyaz mebechines mitzvah va'aisa. To be a person who accepts the mitzvahs in such a way of mitzvah va'aisa. Sheteshtane mahusa legamre. That a person's entire essence should change. Liyaz ish eloki v'nala. To be a person who is godly. And a person who is an ish nala. Ish eloki v'nala. So a person who is exalted, who's higher. When he called David, tzvichim la'avina k'mayshu b'sharasha. Each and everything must be understood as it is in its root, in its shayrish. V'achakach yochel kol echad lefarashay lo'itzi mizeh halach l'mayis l'fi erach. He says, we're going to talk about the shayrish of this avoida of changing ourselves. And each person has to apply it according to his level, what he could do. How should this be kept nowadays? How should we live this way? And each person according to his kaychus. Lefi madregaso utchunaisav. Each person according to his madregas and his tchunis, his personality. V'chol dar lefi madregaisav. And every generation also has different madregas. Kafilum einasim mamash eloki. Even if we understand that the likelihood is that we're not going to become such godly people. We're not going to become Chavetz Chaim, Zechsam Soifers. Ha'bechol davi yesh madregas. That's okay. Because in everything there are madregas. Va'kol nidoin be'erchin, and everything is judged according to that level that a person tries to reach. L'fi erach yochol gam madrega ketana yois li'ikaris madrega lukis. Therefore, in our generation, where we are and who we are, even a small step that we're going to learn about can be a madrega elokis, can be a step to becoming a godly person, as opposed to being a magushim dika person. Okay, chol sha'ilu b'madrega gevar yaiser, and the higher that a person is able to rise, hayunasa elokiv in his ala yaiser yaiser becomes more and more, he becomes more and more of a person of godliness. Unavar kame in yonim hanoig min lamaiser, and even though this sounds very esoteric, the rest of the Maimer, we're going to see, is extremely practical. It's not going to be something Kabbalistic or esoteric. He's talking about the Shoresh, but from the Shoresh we're going to see how we can actually apply this in a very, very practical and real way. Hashayachim, we're going to talk about a number of things, such as jealousy and anger. In this particular Maimer, those are two of the Midas he's going to be focusing on, jealousy and anger, Kinna and Kaz. Unavar kamen yonam anoigim l'maiseh, and we're going to try to understand the avoida of these midas in light of this higher tahara, the tahara of transformation, of geirus, of matan Torah. We'll stop here.